The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. Can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A lot of talk about the passing of sports gambling or legalization. And a lot of Rockets talk. That's pretty much it. Some other legal talk as well. And, yeah, so lots of good stuff. We're going to have a lot more here in the 5 o'clock hour, but AJ mentioned this in the last hour. Well, a couple things first.
In passing.
Yeah, a couple things first before we get to that. Pena's Donuts tweeted us and said, please show some love to a local shop that loves sports and listens to you guys. Done. Love to you guys.
Okay.
We love all our listeners. I just want to make that clear. And
please show some love to your local host and bring us some donuts.
No, that's not a bad idea.
I'm just saying, love for love, right?
Yeah. Don't know. But then somebody said, you live by Eighth Wonder. I live in that area. As a matter of fact, on one of the things I wrote today is like my 10 favorite places that if you're going before or after the game to go to in East Downtown. So Eighth Wonder's on there. But yeah, you mentioned it last hour that this is 4 months in a row with the number one show in the city.
Jung, why aren't you playing We Are the Champions? You have one job. What are you doing in there?
He's distracted by his pending wedding. Come on.
What could be more important right now than playing We Are the Champions while Fred discusses our ratings? Thank you. We've paid our dues.
Yeah, you realize the song's about being gay.
I don't care.
Okay, just letting you know.
You got a problem with that?
No, I don't. But it's just everybody thinks it's about... Everybody plays this song when they're the champions of something.
Because it's called We Are the Champions.
Yeah, I know, but... Just so you know what it's about.
I don't know that it's about being gay.
Go read those lyrics really close. And regardless. See, now I'm going to have to sit through the lyrics here so you can understand what they mean.
And you try to gay up every song.
And on. No, I don't. Just this and Top Gun.
You're like me with poop. You like take
no.
Poop. You always try to break things down.
Well, I do. Yeah, because most songs have more meaning than what people think. It's not everything. Some songs are what they claim to be.
Okay.
Regardless, so this is 4 months in a row with the number one show in the city, which is unprecedented for this station, which we're very proud of. And, you know, the margin just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I'm most proud of the fact that usually this is, April is usually death for us.
Yes.
And I don't know why. It's always been funny. Like January, really good, right up there. February, good. March, tank. April, double tank. May, eh. And then June, July, we start picking it up,
which is always dumb because it's also when we take vacation.
Yeah, but it's also when we have to be the most creative too. True. Which is where I've always appreciated the fact that we do well there because
yes.
We have to come up with stuff, and I think we do that as well as anybody. But you know, it's been a great run, and you know, I'm not naive enough to think at some point it's not going to go the other way. But I really appreciate the fact that we have as many listeners as we do. And that it's starting to show up in a big way, and really appreciate the listeners. And like I said, we're having a record month on SportsMap, and just can't thank you guys enough for continuing to listen to the show, continuing to support everybody, and hopefully enjoying what you're hearing. And if you're not, that's okay too, as long as you're listening.
Yeah.
I appreciate the heck out of all you guys. And Jong, what I would like to do, we tried this before, the first time we got the number one. A couple years ago, and it wound up being a disaster because we lost the signal. But I would like for you to get with Michelle and get us some giveaways, because I want to do a listener appreciation day where we do a giveaway every single segment for an entire show.
What are you going to give away?
Well, we'll find all kinds of stuff. We'll give away some
Purple shirt.
I'm not giving away the purple shirt. Somebody wants to bid on the purple shirt, they
come
can buy
on. It. It's for the listeners, Fred.
No, we're going to do other stuff that they actually want. Like, I think we'll do some of our audiobooks.
Date with Juggalo Trey.
No, something our listeners really want.
Oh.
So, regardless. Thanks.
Get punched in the face from AJ?
No, I don't need to get punched in the face. 281 says, vouch for Pena's brisket kolaches are delicious. That sounds delicious. Now I want brisket kolaches. But yeah, the...
You had me at brisket.
Yeah. Any brisket tacos, brisket kolaches, I'm in. But no, it's cool. And yeah, I think the reality is for it to be going on for this long, it just... Well, what it motivates me to do is work even harder. I mean, that's make the show better, be better prepared every day, try to do the best show we can every time we come in here on a given day. And you know, it's fun doing that way, doing that well. I mean, excuse me. So somebody says, mind elaborating on the Top Gun soundtrack thing real quick. It's not the soundtrack. It's the movie. I don't remember what movie it was, but Quentin Tarantino was in it, and he spells out the whole theory of Top Gun. And if you just Google Top Gun gay theory, you'll find it.
I mean, Top Gun's that's a pretty gay movie.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
There's a lot of gay going on there.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, what if we do want a date with Juggalo Trey? Well, you can probably just ask him out.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to do a giveaway for that. But, yeah. So I said, thoughts on the Barry season finale. I haven't seen that, and I haven't seen Westworld from last night yet. I was watching some of the hockey game, and then I fell asleep early because I had a busy day today.
Lazy.
So, no, I'm not lazy. I wasn't lazy. I'm an old man. I was lazy this weekend. I didn't, because there. I wanted to go out Saturday afternoon and meet some friends, and I'm just like, nah, I'm just going to sit here. And I think I'm getting old. I really am. I think I'm getting to the point where I'd rather sit at home and watch TV and drink my own alcohol than go out and hang out at my local pubs.
I've tried to tell you this for years.
I don't know. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Dustin says, I still don't understand why there's a text line in 2018. Well, Dustin, you're like all over Twitter, and that's kind of your life. But there's a lot of people who do the text line that are not on Twitter because, oh, maybe they're going through a divorce and maybe they don't want their ex-wife seeing their crap or their ex-husband or their soon-to-be ex-wife or ex-husband. Believe me, that's one of the first things your lawyer will tell you is don't be on social media. And some people just don't believe in Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
So that's why it exists. And, you know, I prefer Twitter because, you know, there's names on it. But, you know, I think the text line has gotten a lot better since I just started ignoring the actual trolls. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody wants a date giveaway with Holly.
I got nothing.
Somebody says give away a date with Beth.
Yeah.
Somebody asked if you discuss UFC. That was kind of a weird
man
ending to that.
Yeah,
that fight.
First of all, good card, considering on paper it didn't look great. The first three fights all had gnarly finishes. The fourth fight was the fight that I thought would be the best fight of the night, probably was the best fight of the night, and it was a split decision. It was about as close as you could get. And then the main event also had a gnarly finish, but almost didn't. And that was the part that I think has caused all the controversy is Raquel Pennington was fighting Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes, the 135 champ.
I got the audio. You want it? The corner audio?
This is Raquel Pennington. Mind you, Raquel Pennington has gotten her ass beat for 20 minutes straight.
Yeah, she was bloodied up too.
She was not competitive in this fight. She didn't win a round. She wasn't, you know, on the verge of making something big happen. She was just taking a beating for 20 minutes straight from the best 135-pound woman in the world. Remember, Amanda Nunes beat Ronda Rousey in like 30 seconds. I mean, this chick had to take it for 20 minutes. And then she went back to her corner after the fourth round, and this is the discussion between her and her corner.
No.
She's done. Just told the coach she's done. We're going to be smart. Don't put yourself at risk.
You see everything she's throwing. You see it all. You see everything.
Come on, girl. I know her.
Yeah.
I know her. Let's power through this. Let's power through this. Let's believe. All right? Change your mindset. Change your mindset. Let's just throw everything we got. Throw everything we got. We'll recover later. We'll recover later. Throw everything we got.
Okay. We'll recover later. Unfortunately, in the fifth and final round, that even though she said, I don't want to go back out there, unfortunately in that round, her nose exploded. And now, I mean, it was bad. There was a lot of blood. I mean, she was bleeding already. She was cut up. But, I mean, her nose just got destroyed in that last round. And, of course, she loses the fight. And the problem is, when you have corner men, you trust them to really, you actually hope that your corner men are smarter about your health than you are as the athlete, because most fighters always think they can fight even when they can't. You know, guys get up with, you know, they're bleeding, stuck pigs. They, you know, their eyes are swollen shut.
Yeah.
They're not competitive in the fight, but they still want to go out there and hope that they can land something crazy. Sometimes it's corner's job to say, we can't let you go back out there. Like, this is it for you. But when a fighter asked their corner, or didn't ask, told her corner, I'm done.
Yeah.
I want to be done. And they say, no. And she says, yeah, I'm done. And they're just saying, no, you got to just change your mindset and recover later. It's easy to say that when you're not the person who's getting punched in the face for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that, I thought it was really irresponsible corner work. Made me happy that I never had corners that I couldn't trust. And I always did. I was lucky in that way. Jace Petrie and Alex Morano, who knew what was best for me, knew what I was capable of, and, you know, they weren't going to put me into something that I couldn't handle. And that, I can't imagine having just been beat up for 20 straight minutes and telling your corner, listen, guys, I'm done. I can't win this fight. I don't have anything left to give. And them saying, no, go out there, take it. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, that's...
And it's not like Raquel Pennington's not tough. You know what I mean? Like... It's not like
she was taking a beating up until then. My goodness, I thought she'd go out sooner.
It's not like she was scared trying to get out of something. She just understood that this wasn't a winnable fight any longer. Like, she did not have, physically did not have enough to overcome what was happening to her. So I don't know. There's people who have told me, have given me the other side of it. And I mean, I'll hear it, but I just, to me, it's very irresponsible, very dangerous. Because if a fighter's given up mentally, the last thing you want to do is send them out there and let them continue getting beat physically once they've already quit on themselves mentally.
All right, quick break. A lot more to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. 281 says, how about a top prize of sitting in on the show for an afternoon? Maybe not talking per se, but sitting in and watching from Big D.
Well, we got rid of our couch.
Yeah, but I mean, we could set something up like that. I mean, there's plenty of room in here. If somebody really thought, if you guys really think that's a good prize, we could do something like that.
That's not a prize. Mm. We're not fun here.
Well, people are watching on the stream.
You don't know that.
No, I can get to it. Actually, I figured it out. I cleared the cookies on my Chrome, and it worked. I don't know why it doesn't work on... And I don't know why I'm having this issue, because I haven't been on Pornhub in forever.
Yeah.
But Yeah, but I cleared all the cookies and it worked on Chrome, but it's still not working on Safari. Which I don't really know what cookies do. So, let me see, who's in charge, the fighter or the corner?
I mean,
it's supposed to work together, right? I mean,
it's supposed to work together, but at the end of the day, the person who's got to go into the cage and fight is the person who has the final say. But because there's no throwing in the towel in MMA, it's a balance thing where you just have to trust that your corner is going to take care of you.
Yeah. And somebody else suggesting I'd like to watch a UFC fight with AJ as a prize.
I mean, no. That's horrible.
Oh, come on. You gotta do right by the listeners.
No. I watch all the UFC fights at my house.
We could have you like watch one at Nick's place with a table for some listeners. That'd be kind of cool.
Maybe we could do that.
Yeah, just throwing that out.
I'm
sure Nick would participate with us on that.
Maybe.
Squeeze in a quick call. Jamal, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in. Preakness is coming up this weekend. And, you know, after Fred got smoked on the Derby, wanted to see, you know,
cut off Kansas City Joe. Jamal, that was awful, you dickweed. Nice try. Yeah, I recognize that voice right away. You're still banned, and now you get another week banned, Kansas City Joe. Actually, today was the day your ban ended. I'm extending you till June 1st now. That's it.
Just like that, huh?
Yeah.
But what about when he calls in under a secret name?
As soon as I recognize the voice, he gets cut off.
He's gone.
So he won't even make it next time because we'll just cut him off and, you know, and then we'll dump him. So, God,
I thought maybe he was going to ask for your Preakness picks.
Oh, well, you know what? They'll be out later in the week.
Okay.
And, you know, the nice thing is, Kansas City Joe, you're still a dickweed. And getting worse and worse.
You guys haven't made up yet.
No. I blocked him on Twitter, and now he's calling in under a fake name, which makes him the biggest douche to call the show. So congratulations, you win that award. But, yeah. Good for you.
Well, somebody has to be the champion.
Yeah, the truth is we have so many great listeners. And, you know, he actually was a good caller for a while there.
I don't remember him.
No, he called in like three times and had really good takes, and then he called in and started masturbating on himself, and that was the end of him. Yeah, and I was willing to give him a second chance until he kind of got really bad on Twitter, and now he's banned. So, a lot of people asking about the gambling legislation. That was the first 30 minutes of the show. The Rockets was kind of the second 30 minutes of the show. So when the podcast is up, you'll have all of that there. So. Yeah. But, yeah, and that's the thing. If I could get his good takes again, I'd actually take him. But, you know what? I don't know if June 1st is long enough. This may have to be a permanent ban.
You're not going to give him a second chance, huh?
I tried to, and then he did that.
No. Well, sometimes goodbye is a second chance.
Yeah, it's a second chance for him to go and think about what he's done with his life. And, you know, maybe call his parents and say, Dad, I wish you'd used a condom. But other than that, yeah, I don't know. He's got a long road back before he gets another phone call. And it won't be till after.
Whenever he does call, he's just going to call to troll you now.
Well, that's okay.
He's in your head.
No, he's not in my head. But he's banned until June 1st. And if he calls back under another name, it becomes a permanent ban.
Okay.
And if he calls back with a decent call on June 1st, we'll let him stick around. And if he doesn't, we'll make the ban permanent. So there you go. So I like the people to be able to have a chance. And yeah, like I said, he had some decent calls early on.
Yeah.
So everybody's telling me what cookies are. So computer cookies. So that worked. So now I can see. Which,
do you look any different than you thought you would?
Well, yeah, I should have worn a hat today. Yeah. But I was doing meetings all day. So.
But the angle's not high enough to see.
No, and I have the sunglasses covering my head, but I look pretty hideous. Yeah.
Isn't it weirder to have the sunglasses covering your head than to than to not?
I don't know. I don't know. It's less shiny.
I don't know. It's almost like it's magnifying it. Whatever works for you. Does Fred look worse on angle one or two, Jong?
All right, well, we'll go with the sunglasses. Let's see how this looks.
You don't look bad on either one.
I look hideous. Come on.
No, because you're further away from the camera on camera two.
And that's good, then. The further away, the better.
You're wearing sunglasses on camera.
Yeah, I'm doing that now. Like
indoors.
Yeah.
That's like your thing now.
No, huh? I'm just doing that to piss you off. Okay. So you have you need something to make fun of.
No, you give me plenty.
No? Well, I'm giving you more.
You spoil me in that department.
Baylor Bear Joe, who we haven't heard from in a while. KC Joe, worse than OU Mike? No, OU Mike, well, it's different. They're different. OU Mike is hit and miss. And, yeah, I don't know. I've already described the other one. So, somebody says KC Joe should win the prostate massager. How about a Blitz smoke session for a giveaway? I don't think we can legally do that.
But if we do a meet and greet with Fred Fowler.
Casper says, how about a smoke some dabs with Fred and watch Guardians of the Galaxy as a prize? That is actually a really good movie to watch on that. So.
I'm not smoking that dab anymore. Like, that put me down for the count.
Yeah, I'm pretty limited in what I actually smoke these days, and I get it from one place, and I'm pretty happy with it. It does me right.
I mean, that thing was like the size of a booger, and anything you got to use a blowtorch to smoke.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a little too intense for me. But I like, you know, I'm adventurous, so I'll try something new. But that was different.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. And, sunglasses look awful wearing them. I just need to make sure I have a hat, that's all.
Okay.
So it's like when the meetings are over, I can just put a hat on and I look less stupid.
Yeah.
That's all. But,
a helmet.
No, you want to make me Bubble Boy now? Put me in a bubble over here, too? I want to come out, can I? Press my face up against the bubble? Helmet, come on, man. Some sort of breaking news on your Houston Texans. Would you like to hear some things that they did today?
Sure.
They claimed the following player off waivers from the Seattle Seahawks. Quarterback Stephen Morse,
yes. Miami. Finally.
Yeah.
No.
What to say? Where did that excitement come from?
That was feigned.
Okay. Well feigned, sir.
Thank you. It actually fooled you.
I don't know. I thought you might have secret love for Stephen Morse, like you do Derek Carr or one of those other guys.
Oh, like somehow Stephen Morse and Derek Carr are interchangeable.
Yeah, they're both 6'2", 220.
Okay.
There you go. They also signed two players, Kendall Calhoun, tackle from Cincinnati, Nick Thurman, defensive end from the University of Houston. They waived the following players, Monte Crockett and Jalen Wilkerson, and they placed the following player on the reserve retired list, KJ Malone, guard, LSU. Son of one, Carl Malone. Listen, I'm hoping to retire. In 2 years, he gets to be retired.
What a life.
Wow. Right out of college?
I wonder what kind of great job he had that he can just retire so young. Yeah.
I'm guessing what happens with a lot of these guys, they get to camp and they see that this ain't going to happen. And then they officially put Jeff Allen on the reserve physically unable to perform list, which I think, I'm sure, is a prelude to cutting him. And Matthew Godin, defensive end from Michigan, same thing. I don't know anything about him.
Stephen Morris has yet to play a down in the NFL. He's been in the league since 2014 on practice squads mostly. He was on the active roster for a week.
Really?
In November of 2016 after Andrew Luck had a concussion.
Ooh. Wow.
So they needed a...
Is that the last time we saw Andrew Luck on the field?
Might have been. So they brought him up to the active roster, but then on December 1st, he was waived by the Colts and was re-signed to the practice squad the next day. Hmm. So
not exactly a great NFL career yet.
Not exactly. That's a nice way of putting it.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN.
This one's tough. So he was signed by the Jags as an undrafted free agent August 29th, 2014. Signed to the practice squad on August 31st. Released on September 4th, 2015. That's a year. Okay. Claimed off waivers by the Eagles September 6th, 2015. Released on September 21st, 2015. On December 24th, he was signed to the active roster of the Colts. 2015, but then was released and signed to the practice squad. And then I told you about his time when he got called up to the big show.
Yeah.
And then got released. And then January 2nd, he signed a reserve future contract with the Redskins, waived on April 9th this year. And then on April 13th, signed with the Seahawks, waived on May 11th. So you're not getting a lot of this guy's... If I were to look at this resume and be like, dude, I see you've lasted less than a year with five different franchises. What's going on?
That's, you know what?
Maybe in the interview he'll just say, listen, guys, I got to tell you, I'm not an NFL quarterback.
Well, and I'm sure they told him that when they brought him in. It's just like, hey, Deshaun's not going to be throwing here at OTAs. We need somebody to throw the ball to our guys.
Yeah.
And it's either going to be Brandon Weeden or Joe Webb. So we don't really think there's much difference between you and Joe Webb. So come on in. That's basically what it is, just camp arm.
And for KJ, I think he is retiring to be in law enforcement. Lance was replying back to somebody else's tweet, and Lance said, I was told the same thing about KJ Malone. Was told by a scout he thought Malone was much more interested in being a Ranger than a football player.
I almost quit radio to be in law enforcement.
Yeah, you didn't stand to make as much as he did. If he
no,
could actually
that was
play
the
football,
problem. But, it was a pay cut.
Yeah.
Well, being in law enforcement was a pay cut.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't do it.
That'd have been fun. You could have shot people.
Yeah. But that's not what you're supposed to do if you're a cop. You're supposed to end things in a nonviolent way.
Well, that's true. Robert said, update from Friday. Stephanie said yes and loved hearing us talk about it on Podcast Arena.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, good thing that she didn't listen live, because which you have that option if you don't have time to listen to us. There's Podcast Arena. Every show is there. Also, earlier today, I tweeted out the link to the Whiskey Neat podcast that we did. So if you want to hear us drunk at 10 in the morning, well, we weren't drunk at 10, more like 11.
Yeah, by 11 we were drunk.
Yeah. So I'm told it was heavily edited. Probably the most heavily edited version.
I thought there was no reason to edit it.
Well, that's what I thought. But well, they had it also ran on 94.1 apparently
over the
weekend.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of stuff that we said would not have
not family friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. So Baylor Bear asks, does that mean the backup quarterback on the practice squad makes 100K? I think the backup I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are for practice squads. I've seen it before. It's not as much as you would think, but it's not awful money. You can live on it.
You can survive.
Yeah. I think pretty much everybody in the practice squad gets the same thing. So. Soccer Bilal says, how many team logos is too many to have on a car? I count 10 Aggie things on the car in front of me.
That's too many.
Yeah. I think, well, doesn't one do the trick? If you have one A&M sticker or Hook'em sticker.
Even two would say, I'm a diehard.
Yeah. Yeah, but a whole bunch. Well, see, I always find cars that have a bunch of bumper stickers of anything, whether it's a bunch of sports stickers or a bunch of Save the Planet stickers, probably a little weird.
Yeah.
You're not you may not be a full-on weird.
But more than likely.
But more than likely you are, and you're probably a little weird.
Yeah.
So.
What do you have 10 A&M ones?
Well, they're serious Aggie.
Well, I know, but it's
like, is it like A&M mom like 10 times?
Well, yeah, if she's dropped 10 little baby Aggies. Yeah,
one per.
Yeah, 10 little baby Revelies, as it were. Yeah, a sticker for each one. Okay, yeah. I get that. It's like the people who put the stickers, the little family stickers on the back.
Yes.
Maybe that's what she's doing. Well, maybe she should just put 10 little Revelies. That would work. You know, one A&M sticker and 10 little Revelies.
Yeah.
And mommy holding the hand and daddy leaving her because she had too many Revelies. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lance did not join us today. He will join us tomorrow. And
Eric Warner's going to be here in a little while, though. 6 o'clock, I believe.
You know what Eric brings us? Beer.
Beer.
You know what Lance brings us? Knowledge.
Not beer.
But not beer.
But if he did, it'd be a whole lot cooler if he did. All right, guys, got to tell you about Larry. A year ago, Larry was living at home with his parents, and he was making minimum wage. And he was like, man, this sucks. I want more out of my life. Well, now Larry's 3 months into an IT career, making triple the money, doing something he loves. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out Sports Map. Lots of great content on there. Rockets all over the place. Got some bars for you to check out. Got some got a detailed bit on what the gambling legislation means. And for the two of you who tweeted me defending the troll, I'll tell you something.
Are they blocked too now?
They get one, and anybody else that does it, because he's obviously getting his friends now to try to tweet at me, I'm just going to start blindly blocking you. So if you include...
No, not today.
I've laid out the rules for how I can get back in, and trying to troll through other methods, not one of them. So he knows what he has to do. We'll see if he can be a man and do it instead of coming to somebody's job and trying to pee on it. What am I supposed to do? Go to his job and tell him to get his hands off his students? I wouldn't do that.
You would never do that.
No.
Because you know what it was like to be a teacher.
Exactly. All right.
Are these all $2 bill?
They are all $2 bill.
Not today. All right.
Not today.
All right, let's move on. We've got the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'll be interested to see which side of this you come down on. Because some parents and students are outraged. Outraged, I say.
What?
That's
my voice when I'm outraged. Yeah. What?
After organizers of a Miami high school prom featured a caged tiger for its jungle theme.
What?
The caged animal's presence angered some who called it animal abuse for the sake of entertainment.
I'll be honest. I don't think putting unless you're a real zoo, I don't think it's a smart idea to have.
Tigers. I think it's pretty excessive. I'm just going to go on record as saying I don't know anything about this Miami school, but I'm guessing it's pretty rich.
Yeah.
If you're going out and getting tigers for your jungle theme. But here's my favorite part of it. Here's the best part. One of the girls posted on Facebook, tigers are wild animals. They don't need to, like, be displayed as objects for our amusement. They don't like the fire, the cages, the music, the teenagers with the cameras. They didn't ask for that. They don't have voices. Guess what she did on her Facebook? Posted a picture of the tiger. So if they don't like teenagers with cameras, they don't like you. I kind of silly. I think it's kind of silly. I mean, for the tiger, it's probably a nice night out.
Yeah.
You know, probably sitting around in a cage somewhere else, and now he gets to go out and at least say, ooh, that kid might be kind of tasty. But apparently he spent most of the time with his back to the audience just lying down. The animals were provided by facilities that are licensed by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The tiger, which was displayed for a few minutes in a cage, was never harmed or in danger, was not forced to perform, was always accompanied by his handlers, and for the great majority of that time was lying down in a relaxed state, facing away from the audience. The girl who says they don't like the fire, the cages, how does she know what they like or what they don't
know.
Like? Yeah. Well, and if they don't like you taking photos of them, stop it. That's your Shout-Out Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Shout-Out Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, hey, John. You should have a tiger at the reception.
Don't do that,
No,
John.
That would be badass.
And plus, that would be a super Asian stereotype thing to do.
It would be an Asian thing.
Yeah, but Jong's not doing that.
Come on, man. I'll chip in a few bucks for that.
I should make the tiger the guard for all the liquor.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
but then Fred would die trying to get to the liquor.
Well, I'm not going to chip in to put the tiger between me and the alcohol. Come on, that's just stupid. Do that. It would be kind of cool to have one of those like really big weddings where you could have like monkeys.
No, yeah. I never. When I was planning my wedding, did I think, you know what would be great here? Monkeys or a tiger. That never crossed my mind.
But that's when you're silly rich, right?
You have to be.
When you own your own island, rich, and you can just bring in monkeys.
That's like late '80s, early '90s Mike Tyson rich.
Yeah,
it's too much.
713
Anyone who has a tiger at their wedding is guaranteed to be bankrupt 20 years later. It's got to be that way.
Really? What if you're like a Russian billionaire?
I mean, like an oligarch. And
you've got like a mini giraffe like in the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably could afford a tiger. You're not going to go broke because you're just going to keep taking it from the
people. Like if you're the kind of guy who loans money to Trump, you could probably. Okay.
Why'd you have to get political?
I wasn't talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, you're talking about Junior?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or Cohen. Okay. As long as you're doing that, I want you to leave the president alone.
You know, I wasn't talking about him.
Because I think you've been unfair.
I was talking about my friend Trump Jackson.
Oh. Joe says, I guess you can say that Malone Jr. couldn't deliver like his dad did. Oh.
That's pretty lame. That didn't even deserve the rim shot.
No. But not quite a shame bell.
No,
but not a rim shot.
Yeah,
somewhere in between. Now we need a new thing for
it. That deserved a little bit of awkward silence, is what it. Yeah, deserved.
Maybe that deserved a.
What about?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like Wade Phillips. You know.
Somebody said school should have let the tiger roam around the prom. Hey. That would have been fun.
Yeah. That's a hell of a chaperone.
So I bet Tony Montana's son went to that high school with the tiger.
Probably so.
Yeah. And it says, thank you guys for doing the show. It was literally the first time I smiled today when I turned the radio on and the Blitz was on.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, God. See this?
I would say that's why I do it. I do this job for the smiles, but I really actually do. I do it for money. The smiles are a bonus.
I'll tell you what I do it for. I do it for when people say, man, I was having a really crappy day, and then I heard you guys come on and AJ making fun of your hair or whatever it is, and I laugh.
Let's
my
be honest,
ass off.
I'm not gonna be able to make fun of your hair for that much longer. No. Every time I make fun of it, some of it leaves. It's just like I'm out of here.
I'm pretty much at the. I either need to do something about it or just shave it.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. And by do something about it, do you mean get a toupee?
Well, I mean hair replacement of some sort. Yeah.
I think you should just get a really awful toupee.
No. Because if I got a toupee, I would get like old man long ass gray hair. You know?
The problem with toupee for you is your hair. Your hair down low, like on sideburns and like the couple inches above the sideburns, is so light, and the hair up top is dark, and that's always really obvious when you have a toupee because like your lighter hair changes colors. That toupee is never going to change. You need to find a way to naturally regrow your own hair.
No, I'll find something if I do it.
I think there's a thing now where you can. Move your pubes to the front of your forehead.
I don't really have any because I kind of shave them.
Well, stop shaving them. Save them up for the harvest.
I don't think those aren't quite the look I'm going for.
Listen, it's better than what you've got.
Yeah, well. So, yeah, that's what I get the most enjoyment out of is when AJ Saturn makes fun of me and it makes your day. So,
you don't do it for the fame?
I don't do it for the fame, no.
Fred, you've become very famous. I have to
get out of here with that. That's so lame.
Well, hey, you know what though?
I've got one thing going for me, and you just want to take it away, don't you, John?
AJ, you've become very famous. That's right. I have to tell you.
Well, all I can tell you is that I don't have any Eagles, and you've got three of them.
I've got three Eagles from Tri-Eagle Energy. A lot of companies they're offering you things like. Free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. Tri-Eagle, they offer you three Eagles. That's a made-up story. They don't offer you three Eagles. That would be illegal. But you may have fallen for one of those offers from one of the other guys, and then months later you find out, wait a minute, why is my bill higher than what I signed up for? This isn't the rate that we agreed to. Or maybe they just throw some additional fees on your bill, and you know how I feel about fees. Good news, guys. Tri-Eagle, they feel the same way about fees that I do. They don't believe in them. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.